It's Atlanta Eats Radio, News Radio 106.7. I'm Mara Davis, and this is Atlanta Eats, you know, where we talk about all the things that are cool in the food business. And, you know, I've talked about farm to table a lot, but I'm actually with an expert. Like, I have, like, the queen of the farms, who happens to be a good friend of mine, and you've seen her in a lot of magazines lately. She is the CEO and founder of FarmStarLiving.com. I'm a huge fan of Mary Blackman, and now she's with me today. We just had lunch. Mary, it's so good to see you.
Mara, it's so good to see you too, girlfriend.
So you actually grew up on a farm.
Well, my grandparents owned a farm, and I visited them all the time. So in that way, I guess I did, but it wasn't like I was actually milking a cow. Although it does sound kind of fun.
Have you actually milked a cow?
Not yet, but I really do plan to go cow tipping.
Okay, so cow tipping. I mean, is that still a thing?
Is it? Well, not that anyone's going to fess up to.
So you started this website because of your background in farming in Arkansas. So Farm Start Living is a great resource to find all kinds of different farms in pretty much every area. We met when this started going, when you started this business. So explain to us exactly what goes on there.
Well, you know, Farm Star Living has evolved a lot. I started it because I just wanted people to understand farmers a bit better. And when I began this business, launched January 2013, I really wanted to showcase a farmer and their passions and their expertise and make them a little bit more accessible and relatable. And I did see that there was a big trend in getting to know who's behind your food. So Farm Star Living was really about celebrating the farmer. So I call them farm stars, because to me they are. And then it evolved from there, though, Mara. It actually ended up becoming much more of a lifestyle site. So we have a lot of food health information on foods from A to Z, where you can search by medical needs, like if you're looking for things to help with insomnia or, you know, to fight certain types of, you know, conditions you might have. So we have a lot of that and tons of great recipes using all farm fresh foods. So not only that, but we do have a restaurant directory from coast to coast on, you know, farm to table, as well as farms you can go visit. So you could literally like download our free app and be driving down the road and see if there's a farm near you to maybe go cow tipping.
Now, the cow enthusiasts are not happy about this. I asked about it because I had this woman on, Mary Rigdon from Decibel Place Farms, and she's a goat lady. And I don't know if you know Mary, but her cheese appears on a lot of Atlanta's great menus. But I was asking her about that, like, is the goat excited to be milked? Because they're full, you know, like kind of a woman who's nursing.
Oh,
you know?
My, oh, my God.
But they are, and I'm sure the cows are, too. And this is a great thing that you're doing at FarmStarLiving.com because, you know, we have to be conscious about what our food is, where it's coming from, and you know, we all need to eat more vegetables, don't we?
We really do. And, you know, the thing about what I've been doing at Farm Star Living is it takes me behind the scenes to a lot of the amazing food companies that I see in the produce aisle. So talk about eating your fruits and veggies. I've got to know these major brands that we know and hopefully love. But the way that they go about farming is just so impressive. There is so much heart and soul that goes into these companies. And vegetable production is something that people are doing in a very sustainable way. Like even one of the companies I work with is Taylor Farms, for example. They have chopped salads. Well, their whole processing plant is powered by a wind turbine, by fuel cells, by solar panels. And it's a family-owned company. But again, like Nature Sweet Tomatoes, that's a brand that many of us see at grocery stores. Well, they're all non-GMO. They, you know, have a whole thing about raising each tomato right. That's their whole motto, tomatoes raised right, in greenhouses. So all of these major brands that I've gotten to know I am just so impressed with how they are growing their fruits and vegetables, hand harvesting. I mean, they care for these things like as if they were people.
Don't you think there's been more of a demand because people are more involved in their food? And these companies have been taken to task, in a sense, because there is more of an awareness when you do go to the grocery store. The consumer is holding the most power, right? So they want to know that they're getting the best possible product. And I do think people may be willing to pay more for a certain product because of quality.
I couldn't agree more. You know, we as consumers have put higher demands on the companies themselves, and companies are changing because of that. I'm, you know, not sure if you're aware of McDonald's now going to cage-free chickens and eggs. So by the year, I believe 2020, they're going to change the way people grow chickens, you know, raise chickens, because they're putting such higher demands on the quality of food that they purchase. We as consumers have been like that with all of these companies, and I think that just makes them strive even harder. We're also seeing much more of transparency. You know, I've been going to a lot of these processing plants to see how food is actually produced that I go and purchase, and it is impressive. The standards that are in place are high, and they're continuing to get higher and higher because they care. They do care. And I think as we evolve as a consumer group, the brands and companies will continue to just answer to us.
Mary Blackman is the CEO of Farmstar Living, farmstarliving.com. You should go to that website immediately and take a look at what she has to offer and some of Mary's videos. I mean, Farmer Mary, it's like you've become kind of known in Atlanta and nationwide as Farmstar Mary. It's good. It's a good look, Mary.
Well, I do love overalls, let me tell you. No, I love what I do, and it's really fun to be a part of this world. As a fourth-generation farmer, I have been able to marry my passions, which are, you know, internet media as well as farming and agriculture. It's been a whirlwind for sure, but it's fun. It's fun.
But, you know, it's important to really showcase the struggle in the life of a farmer, in the sense that it is a real roll of the dice for so many people, depending on whether the weather or employees or even right now. And again, I'm not getting political because this is a food show, but let's face it, when a new administration comes in, that's going to change the way some of these companies are doing business. Would you agree or disagree?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, a lot of prices drive the way farmers do business. Yeah. And as an example, right now, the commodity prices are so very low. Yeah. Where I grew up, which is in the Delta, Arkansas, Louisiana, Delta area, so many farmers are going out of business because it costs more money to grow products than they can sell them for, and that's the wrong way. I had a rice farm for many, many years. I now lease my farm, and I work with them on certain things, but we can't afford to grow rice because it costs more than we'll make. So we're having to go to other crops, and that's a problem. So the administration does need to look at that. And I will tell you about the resilience of farmers, however. There is something in their blood. I tell you that. It can be the worst year ever, but they'll usually say, next year is just going to be better.
And isn't that amazing? Yeah, I like the idea of shining the spotlight on farmers, whether it's a mass-produced Del Monte or like Mary, a Decibel Place farm who is milking the goats. I expect a video with you milking something soon on farmstarliving.com, Mary.
Oh, I can't wait. I plan on it.
Well, we have a lot of great events coming up. I know you're doing an event coming up in January. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. I am so excited. We're calling it the Farmstar Living 2017 Product Harvest. It's going to be a farm to everything showcase. And I've gotten some of the most authoritative food brands in the country coming here to the W Hotel for one day, January 26th. It is open to the public between 6 and 8, and they can go and register RSVP on a special website we created for it, which is farmstarlivingproductharvest.com. It is limited. We can't take everybody, but we are going to have brands like Del Monte showcasing their hand harvest pineapples, bananas. We're going to have Mission Produce, authoritative experts in avocados, and you know how hot avocados are.
Love an avocado. We'll go to Mary's website to find out more about that. Mary, keep up farmstarliving.com. We'll keep on talking to you throughout the year and see those 2017 food trends. Thanks for being on Atlanta Eats Radio today.
Oh, Mary, thank you so much for having me. I love being with you. Thank you.